This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you.
Thanks for my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm a newer listener. I've watched a few things. My neighbor turned me on to it. He's a long-time listener. He supports your show. He uses a lot of your supplements. I have one question, just because I've been here for you to find out what the truth is. See stuff on TV in different places, and you don't know what's real, what's fake. I go look at yours and try to figure out what's different. What's the one thing you think I should pay attention to going on in the world right now?
I think the one thing is you better pay attention with your relationship with God. I think at the end of the day, being close to God and praying to God, all chaos is being released, the resources are being cut off, the world's being put into an artificial crisis. So every one of these things they're doing is all part of the larger plan. I think that's the answer.
One thing I can't understand is all these people throwing the left under the bus now that were hiding term. Now all of a sudden when it's coming to an end, now everybody's trying to swap sides.
I hear you and I appreciate your call. Your phone's cutting out a bit, but I heard most of what you said. Steve in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Seven from Wisconsin. How you doing?
God, I can't seem to get anything right. Go ahead, Seven.
It's okay. Original listener, yeah, everything is just absolutely absurd, flip-flopped, inverted. And it's actually very, it's very nerve-wracking, of course. It's very, you know, I think the key term here is surreal. I think Owen hit the nail right on the head when he drops that term. This is all really surreal. And, you know, we all know what's going on. I mean, it's overwhelmingly, painfully obvious at this point that this is a long-term globalist, whatever you want to call them, operation to systematically bring in their, whatever you want to call it, Great Reset, New World Order. And it seems like, you know, that's what's behind all these various wars and all this chaos. It's like, it seems like obviously they're, like you guys say, they're showing their hand. And I think that's, I don't know if that's by, they can't help themselves, if they're on drugs like Hitler was, or if that was on purpose, but it's.
No, I think it's a mix of both. I mean, they're not all powerful. What I've learned about the globalists is they're not all powerful. They're satanically inspired. But once you know their game, they're weak.
Yeah, definitely. And so they have, I also feel like, I have a feeling that the globalists, that it seems like all these wars, Ukraine, Russia, China, possibly Taiwan, Israel, Iran, everything that's crazy that the Democrats are doing, you know, deeming the common citizen a terrorist and all this is actually yet, obviously they're incremental, you know, it's like they're putting the finishing touches on this whole thing to usher in the Great Reset or whatever. But I do feel like, I mean, what may be more painfully obvious is that the awakening is here. It's already been here. It's been moving along for centuries. It's actually the quickest. I mean, you're right. I mean, let's not forget about Dr. Zelenko's drop on God consciousness. Yeah, I truly feel that That resonates from everything I know. Like, God, everything is energy. Everything is a cat.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much. Stay with us. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Luke Skywalker asked Yoda, is the dark side stronger? Pull that up, Yoda on the dark side. No, quicker, easier, more seductive. You have to remember, servants of evil are thinking about their own personal power. They're not thinking 5, 6, 7, 8, 20,000 moves ahead. They're doing what's good for them. That'd be like going to the local community pool and you want to take a dump. Instead of going to the bathroom, you crap in the pool. They see it. They close the pool. Well, a Satanist doesn't think. They're just like, oh, I'm going to take a dump. I don't mean to be gross, but that's what they do. They crap in the pool. And then they wonder why the pool shut down. They're cancer. And I hate to use gross analogies, but that's the best one I've got. So we keep trying to project intelligence on these people. Cancer takes over the body, thinks it's winning about a consciousness, and then it dies. It kills the body. So it's the same thing. So we sit here and we look at this and try to give a reason to it. We have not policed ourselves. We've not stood up to others, not controlling them, but standing up to them and being examples of them. So we've allowed all this aberrant stuff to happen. They know 5G is causing cancer. They know glyphosate is causing cancer. They know atrazine is causing gender bending. They know all this, but they think it's powerful to do something evil because that's godlike. No, it's not godlike because we have nuclear weapons to blow the planet up. But to them who are unconscious, it's an exercise of power. And I guess there is a thrill if I just walked up into a grocery store and walked up to some person and just broke their jaw. I mean, I guess for a second, you know, I've got that instinct. Well, that's really great. That person just fell down, hit their head. They're having a convulsion on the floor. But it's stupid. How does it help me to do that? It doesn't. Got one final call, Josh in Iowa. And I appreciate the crew today, all the great job they're doing. Owen Schroyer turns himself into jail in 3 days. People say, oh, it's only for 60 days. But it's the precedent it sets. So Jay Dyer is set to take over here in just a moment. Like I said, I'm coming in here at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I think we'll go live about 11 a.m. Steve Bannon's on the show, a bunch of other stuff for a Saturday emergency broadcast. And you're so important because you care and you're informed, but you're also even more important because you're going to be there to tell people to tune in and magnify it and tell the people you tell to tune in to tell others to tune in and tell them to tune in. Hey, pass it forward. Hey, we're covering what you're not supposed to hear right here, right now. You put that message out, it's game over. And that's what they fear is that chain reaction of awakening. So Jay Dyer does a great job. We'll skip the first network break, says more time. Really honing in on what's going on. But the globalists are desperate. They're making all their moves right now. So everything you do, spreading the word, supporting the broadcast, buying the products, praying for the show, has a bigger effect now than it's ever had. Because we're in that amplified phase of change. And they want us to just sit there during their phase of takeover and do what they say. No, we're doing the opposite. We're doing what God says. All right, Josh in Iowa, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
You kind of touched on this after I had, you know, rang in last hour about, and I kind of thought for a minute, but one thing that you said before and I keep thinking about is you bring up this Hydra analogy, like, you know, if we chop off one head of the Hydra, one's just going to take its place. And, you know, generally speaking, I agree with you, and I agree with what you said, you know, earlier last hour about, you know, this is our test that we need to go through. I can't help but think that, you know, what if that one of those Hydra heads is, you know, a Hitler or a Bill Gates or, you know, somebody easily responsible for millions of people dying? You know, do we just sit back and wait for our time to meet the Lord and go off to the camps and whatever?
I appreciate your call. I think we should defensively defend ourselves and we shouldn't go to camps. That goes without saying. What I'm saying is it's a spiritual choice is where the real power is. And by changing ourselves internally, then that will manifest in the world. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So I'm not saying just roll over to all this. I'm saying if you don't get what it is and don't understand the larger spiritual battle going on, then you're just dealing with it from a position of politics, and that's going to fail. All right, I'm out of time. Jay Dyer takes over right now for the next 50 minutes, and then Owen Schroyer, the soon-to-be political prisoner, takes over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, and I'll be back tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. Central, with a live feed.
All right, thank you, Alex. Glad to be here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. As I said, I'm the guest host, Jay Dyer. I want to talk about the plan that is now rolling out that's been there for 100 years. I want to talk about some of the things that were predicted many decades ago that have already come to pass, proving that it is a plan, and then what are the ways that we can oppose it, and also the elements of the religion that I see developing, the new emerging religion that I think will incorporate AI. In fact, you know, H.G. Wells wrote a book called God the Invisible King, and he said that in the coming technocratic age, they know that they would have to replace the existing world religions, particularly the biblical tradition, with a new world religion. So it's got to be something that in some way can appeal to the West, but also deny the basic fundamentals of Western thought, freedom, liberty, rule of law, etc. So this has been in the works for many, many years. They've been tweaking. They've been studying. One of the key documents that covers this that I'm going to be covering in the near future is the Stanford Research document, Changing Images of Man, that came out in concert with a lot of Tavistock researchers on how to tweak and change the Western mind to get it away from topics like liberty, self-sufficiency, sovereignty, again, rule of law, constitutional government. All of that needs to be chunked out the window. They know they can't do it right away. So what they do is an incremental slow kill, slow approach Fabian model. And one of the first things that's mentioned in their plans is the getting rid of, for example, the middle class. So the middle class is kind of a bulwark to having a feudal system. We know they want to bring back a neo-feudal system, or the Middle Ages idea of the, you know, the landed gentry and the peasants living on landed gentry's land. Serving the gentry, this will be reorganized to be the tech elite, the billionaire class, as the new feudal lords, and then the 1 billion or so people that are allowed to live for a time after they've gotten rid of about 7 billion. Those will be sort of the peasant class that help to run the technocratic world government. So the first thing is that there needs to be mass depopulation. As we said, this is intended to occur between 2030, 2040, 2050. Those are the goals. Doesn't necessarily mean they will absolutely get it. It might take them longer, but that's where they want to go. And with this new feudal system that they want to bring in, one of the key elements that they have to have, which was discussed 100 years ago, is a kind of socialistic universal basic income. Again, this was discussed, you know, by H.G. Wells in the 20s and 30s, Bertrand Russell in the 20s and 30s, and it's now discussed openly by the tech elite. We just had another one of these World Economic Forum whistleblowers, Professor Werner. He just did a talk. This video is going all over Twitter. where he said, yes, when I was at WEF in 2004, we were discussing at that time in 2004 the means by which the population of the world could potentially be microchipped for the purpose of tracking and tracing every one of their interactions, controlling, surveilling, and really limiting. So it has nothing to do with really creating some kind of a utopia. It has to do with control and management of the human population. So universal basic income is one of the key elements of their plan. And it, again, Dr. John Coleman, when he wrote his book in 1992, he talked about every stage of this plan that's rolling out right now. Now, he was writing as he claimed to be a former British intelligence operative. It seems like a lot of his information has borne out, and so he's probably telling the truth. He talks about, along with the universal basic income, would be the eventual removal of and banning of guns. And we're seeing, of course, in the last several years, especially since the Obama administration, limiting purchasing of ammo, trying to get rid of ammo companies, gun companies, but also new laws that intend to limit and restrict what you can even do with your guns, right? Putting bump stocks on, all this kind of stuff.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Is the targeting of gender itself. You got to target the biology of the beings that make up the marital family unit, male and female. And obviously that's going on. And really the only way to understand in a totality picture all the stuff that's been happening, all the things that have been going on, especially in the last decade. I mean, things have just gotten insane in the last decade, far more insane than they were the prior decade. I mean, they were pretty crazy the prior decade. But the last decade, especially 2015, 2016, after that, when, you know, you had the public declaration that a man is the woman of the year, that was really, I think, a big turning point in the culture and in culture wars, because we started getting not just, you know, the pushing for some sort of agenda, but the actual mass acceptance, not by everybody, but by many, many people, of complete delusion, things that are completely, objectively, knowingly false, right? And once you've gotten to that territory, it's very dangerous because now you kind of have a brainwashed, gigantic cult. But that's exactly what this system is trying to create, a giant, brainwashed, hive mind Borg cult. And to do that, you've got to get rid of the things that might stand in the way of melding into that new reality, that new identity, that new cult. And the things that stand in the way of that would be things like family, tradition, heritage, morals, church, these kinds of things, all of those things, and even the history of your nation state, right? Those are in the way of the emerging global order that they want to bring into place. And so from this vantage point of the technocratic elite, everything is seen as a potential tool on the chessboard. So, for example, what are the types of religious ideologies that we might want to promote if we want to get people in those family tradition-centered ideas, if we want to get them into a more unified, globalistic approach to the world? We want to push any kind of philosophy or religion that promotes the breakdown of individual identity, the breakdown of the family, and thus collectivist religious ideologies. So we're going to promote things like Confucianism, Buddhism. We're going to promote things like other forms of Eastern philosophy that are all about collective identity and sacrifice the identity of the individual. So we're going to promote other things like goddess worship, witchcraft, nature religions, because the idea here is that, oh, we're all just manifestations of nature. We return to nature. Therefore, we all need to kind of give over our self-sovereignty and our rights to the idea of the goddess, of nature, of Gaia, Mother Earth, right? We're harming Mother Earth by our very existence, by having too many human beings. So you see that the goddess witchcraft stuff, which, by the way, what's another, I mean, if you look at the stats on what religion are Gen Z identifying with, it's like witchcraft is exploding. One of the reasons for that is that there's all these witches on TikTok. And so this is really getting to, you know, people like 20 and under. And even if they don't remain within witchcraft up into their 30s and 40s, they're being primed for an attitude which makes them not want to pair up and to have offspring. And so that's the real ultimate goal of all this. It isn't even really in terms of getting somebody the freedom to practice witchcraft or getting this rite passed or whatever. The real goal is to just make sure that people don't pair bond and have offspring. And 100 years ago, 150 years ago, the eugenicists that were talking about the promotion of all these ideas actually said that. They actually said anything that works to make sure that people don't have families, don't have offspring, that's useful for us, as the West is flooded with people that are, for example, Islamic and do have offspring and do not believe in those ideas. And that's done on purpose as a strategy of tension model to disrupt the existing societies. But keep in mind, that doesn't mean that the elites are necessarily pro-Islam. The global technocrats just see these as chess pieces. Islam is just as much a chess piece on the global chessboard as is witchcraft, Wicca, Satanism, or any of these emerging and growing in popularity types of religions. So when we have the breakdown of all of these individual identities, individual sovereignties, the family, and then out of the family you have the local city, community, the nations, all of that has to break down and destroy the existing structure and thus eventually the ending of marriage itself. And why would I say that? I mean, you know, we already see fewer and fewer people getting married. Well, marriage is tied to a religious idea. It's an idea that ultimately has its roots in what you read about in Genesis between Adam and Eve. So if you don't believe in Western religion, the Bible, you know, Genesis, whatever, then there's not really much use for marriage. I mean, it's just sort of this kind of public spectacle ritual that we go through. And I guess it benefits women with a certain law, the way the laws are now. So there may be some social benefits. There's not a whole lot of reason or significance behind it in any kind of religious historical context, because everything that it's grounded in and from what it emerges from has been destroyed. It's not seen as a religious covenant, as a sacrament, as it used to be. And so, according to Dr. John Coleman's thesis, he actually argues that eventually marriage will be banned because it's actually tied to religious institutions, and religions will eventually be banned except for the global religion, probably tied to something like the AI tech type beast system. And he argues this on page 162 of his Committee of 300 book. He says that they might even try to push in, if they can get it through eventually, a, you know, one child policy or a no child policy, right? Some form of sterilization for the masses. We know that this has been discussed by many of the elite, that maybe when we have the smart cities, if you want to live in the smart city and get the UBI, maybe you need to sign on to being sterilized. And a lot of people will go along with that because they think they're becoming free and this is part of their liberty. But in fact, they're actually just buying into this agenda to make sure that you don't have any offspring going into the future, and only a select genetic choice of people will have a future offspring. The other thing that Dr. Coleman talks about that we just talked about last week was the intentional promotion and explosion of drug use along with the occult. Not every occultist is involved in hardcore drug use. Not every drug user is an occultist. Not saying that, but he's saying that from the vantage point of people that wrote things like the Changing Image of the Band, people at Tavistock, people like the Huxleys, Tim Leary, all these people that were pushing the drug revolution in the 1960s, they also talked about the mass alteration in how society views drugs so that you could have the mass proliferation of drugs. And that could either be in the form of illegal drugs in the black market or the legalization of drugs on a mass level through big pharma. Really doesn't matter. It could go either way. It's a pressure from above, pressure from below situation where on the one hand, you know, you can go on the street and buy these horrible drugs, fentanyl crisis, all this kind of stuff that's out there. But at the same time, which is supposedly bad, which I agree is bad, but at the same time, the tech, the big corporations, big pharma actually push equally bad things from the top down in terms of their mass, you know, scams that we've just seen in the last 3 years with, you know, everybody going through the COVID nonsense. So we see a lot of these plans that people think are just organic culture war. You know, they're actually studied by technocratic elites for the purpose of social engineering and changing society, changing images of man, not just how we view each other, but how man views everything. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll return with more of the elite plan.
Black.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
And afterwards into the Cold War, figuring out the different ways to tweak people's worldviews, to tweak their attitudes, their perceptions, to do what Kissinger called perception management, to control perception of events, and not just perception of events, but how we view each other and how we view ourselves in this world. And that's really what changing images of man is about, is actually to change man's image of man, change man's images of himself and of the world, and to do what the global elite wrote about in their First Global Revolution book, to condition man to think that man is the problem. Population is a problem. Humans are the problem. This is precisely why the climate agenda has been hammered so hard from these elites, from the Fortune 100, Fortune 500, all the same people pushing all the same stuff have one plan. And it's very clear. It's very consistent. It's all in your face. In fact, John Coleman said, Dr. Coleman said in 1992 that, for example, in the near future, you will see the option to have euthanasia. What do we see already rolled out now in Canada and other places, I think in Europe, the option to now have euthanasia? Now, people might think, well, but that's what people want. It's if they want to die, that's their freedom. No, no, this is being rolled out as a plan, as part of an overall strategy to get everybody into the same ideas of adopting just basically eugenics all over again, except it's not called that anymore. It's dysgenics, and it's a way to convince people that because humans are the problem, humans then need to will their own, you know, the death or to be opposed to having more humans, to having children, right? Children are hurting the planet. That's what we've been hearing over and over and over for the last 30 years. That's why everything is subject to change in this fourth industrial revolution, right? The Great Reset is really just this. It is the bringing in of the austerity feudal order, the bringing in of a total technocratic AI-controlled order, and the destruction of you. That's it. The banning of meat in the C40 planned cities that they've already talked about. The banning of cars they're already talking about. That's so that you can't have travel and commerce. 15-minute cities, getting rid of cars, right? Again, getting you locked into staying where you are, ultimately to alienate you, to make you no longer connected to other individuals. We saw that was a big part of the PSYOP of the last 3 years. Social distancing, don't look at the sun. Don't talk to people, right? All this ridiculous stuff that we were told that many people went along with because they capitulated. They were so weak-willed that they worshipped the establishment and the system because they had put their trust in it. But remember, you're not going to eat meat. You're not going to have what you want. You're going to eat bugs. In fact, Dr. John Coleman said that in the future they will ban meat and make you eat rationed fake foods. And Dr. Coleman knew that because Bertrand Russell had said that back in the 1930s, as we've covered many, many times. 15-minute cities, banning of meat, banning of travel, getting rid of freedom of commerce, all of the social controls that they want to have via the systems coming in of tracking and tracing. It's also there to make sure that you don't violate the new ethic. You know, in Klaus's book, he said, it's not just time to have a great reset in a completely different order. It's actually time to have a new ethic, a new right and wrong. And that new right and wrong will be the new right and wrong of the global elites, that you don't say things against the system. You don't have free speech. You don't speak against anything that is actually the case. You must go along with the narratives. And so a lot of what they're doing, I think, with the last several years of, oh, you have to put this flag in your profile, and if you don't go along, you're a bad person. Now put the Black Lives Matter flag. Now put the Ukraine flag in your bio. Now put this flag in your bio. If you don't, you're a bad person. So all of this is entrainment, right? It's getting you patterned into the new order and operating as a good global citizen. The anti-family agenda is thus tied to the mass promotion of the wildest, craziest, nastiest forms of aberrant sexuality, right? That ultimately is about getting rid of the family. That ultimately is about breaking down and debasing society. And if you don't think that exists, just look at the fact that in warfare, armies study the ability to debase the opposition, right? How do we demoralize the opposition? And demoralization can come about in a lot of different ways. One of the ways you can demoralize the opposition is to demoralize the population. So you might beam into that society a bunch of degenerate artwork or TV shows, Hollywood, you know, pornography, who knows, right? To completely change that existing order. That's part of culture war, and culture war is part of soft power, which is part of warfare. And you better believe that the nanny state, the daddy state, sees its target population as subject to precisely this kind of warfare. And again, this is all already stated, not just in old documents like the, you know, First Global Revolution of the Club of Rome, and all the environmental nonsense, the climate scam, all of that is part of the same stuff, right? We saw it in public meetings with Bush at the Agenda 21, the Rio Treaty, right? They try to get everybody on the Kyoto Protocols. We see the UN Biodiversity Pact. We see the Wildlands Agenda, all of these different agendas which have come out over and over and over since the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's all tied to the same strategies and plans, for example, that Kissinger tried to push Global 2000 under Carter. The same stuff was pushed under Nixon by Kissinger. State Department Memorandum 200. All these different strategies and reports were put out about how we've got to stop growth to have ultimately ZPG, zero population growth, and ZG, zero growth. So all of these papers were coming out consistently in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Again, Changing Images of Man is just another one of these. You understand that all of these are public documents. They're white papers, studies that have been out there for decades. And even though some people say, oh, well, they didn't really adopt Global 2000 because Carter wasn't in office anymore, and then it was Reagan. I said, do you think that it wasn't the same strategies? Do you think Reagan runs things? No, it was Brzezinski and Kissinger still running the show in the background all the way up until now. And I mean, even Kissinger's came out a few days ago and admitted that, as if he didn't know this. It's kind of silly. People go, oh, he admitted it. He admitted it. Like he didn't know that mass immigration would destroy Germany. He knew that. He knew this 50, 60, 70 years ago when he was writing his dissertation on civilization studies. Right, I've read one of his, I think he wrote his master's on Spengler. And he talked about, he was doing civilization studies when he was a young man. So, you know, he didn't just figure out at age 300 or whatever he is that mass open borders, maybe it damages the society. Well, it took me 100 years to figure that out. No, he knew that a long time ago. This is all a plan. And people in NATO were already talking about the same plan a long time ago. L.L. Lenitzer said it's time to destroy Europe and the people groups. Count Kutnov-Kalergi publicly said that. In his, Quigley talks about it. It's not a conspiracy theory. Quigley talks about the Kalergi plan, that it was adopted by the EU socialists. Now, you might say, oh, well, the EU socialists, though, they were all organized by Hitler and Tiny Mustache Man. Well, I guess Hitler is Tiny Mustache Man. No, actually, the EU was not organized by Hitler. There was a plan that Hitler had for a unified Europe, but actually it was organized by the OSS and the Europe Project run by the OSS, and there's an entire book that we've covered on that, the Ratiu book on the Milner-Fabian conspiracy. No, it was the OSS and the CIA that really restructured and set up the plan for the EU, which is really was set up as a control mechanism of the American deep state. And it really is just the people that run America. It's the same people that run the UK that also run the EU and NATO. And that's why the NATO leaders have said for many decades, we got to get rid of the European peoples. We got to do this via Islam as a great tool. Islam is the best tool for doing that in Europe, as well as all this atheism and culture war and destroying the faith of that people group. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with the secrets of the religion of the...
Extend your life with Extend Overbite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I guess that's Jay Dyer of his analysis. We're covering the plan of the technocratic elite emerging and unfolding, especially in the last few decades. And now I want to kind of come to the apex of what that plan is in terms of the religion of the future. And that's actually the terminology that a lot of these elites are using is, what is the religion of the future? What will it be? How might we tool and create this kind of future religion? If you think about Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, which I read many years ago, he has an interesting element in there, and I think he kind of knew a lot of these elite plans in terms of what he wrote into his fiction. He had a future society that's a sort of space empire run by a Google supercomputer. He doesn't call it that, but that's basically what it is. And one of the things that that supercomputer was able to do is track mass movements via tracking algorithms, and it would give projected possibilities of where things might go in the future. And for Asimov in that fiction series, he knew that the public typically wouldn't be able to really believe in this or understand this. So they created a fake religion that like had fake miracles and stuff around this priest class of science elite. So he had a scientism religion basically that the public believed in, that was really just a bunch of technocratic science elite that ran this supercomputer. And I think that that's again, very predictive, prophetic for probably where things are going when we see people like, Noah Yuval Harari in his book that, discusses the brief history of tomorrow. It's very reminiscent of another one of the global elite texts, Brief History of the Future by Jacques Attali. They're both basically saying very similar things here. And when we read their books, we find similar patterns. We notice, for example, that the text by Harari, he says that we got to look to ancient societies and ancient civilizations. And if we look at those ancient societies and civilizations, we can see how they evolved through various revolutions. And so today's revolution is just another kind of revolution where we're going to have a new society emerging that could be completely created by scratch, from scratch, much like we saw in the French Revolution, right, where societies have these turning points, these shocks in the system that really switch everything over to a new turning point, right? We've done in my Global Elite Lecture Series, Friedhof Koppers' book, Turning Point, which is arguing something very similar. So there's these crises that occur that shock the civilization into a new revolution, a new system, a new way of being. And, when Klaus wrote The Fourth Industrial Revolution, he was saying the exact same thing as his confidant Harari and as their BFF, Jacques Attali. And of course, Attali, is the Kissinger of France. Kissinger wrote the blurb for the Jacques Attali book in 2006. But I bring it up because Attali says that if you want to understand what we're up to, understand that the transhumanists are the vanguard of the revolution, he says. They are the tip of the spear for hyper-democracy, he says. And what is hyper-democracy? Well, that's just the radical egalitarianism that will bring about the future collectivism that will emerge out of the capitalist order that we're presently in, the monopoly corporate capitalist order. Will eventually give way to what Marilyn Ferguson wrote about in her book, which is known as the Aquarian Conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy book. It's actually, according to Dr. Coleman, a Tavistock SRI-produced book about how we will transition into the future, right? The so-called Aquarian Age, which will be an age organized around not individual rights or ethics, but the common good, a collectivist ethic that Klaus said would be the new ethic, the ethic of stakeholder capitalism, inclusive capitalism, not the capitalism of profits, but the new socialist capitalism of you submitting to the collective good. Well, who decides what that is? Oh, well, Klaus and company, of course, right? Attali said that there would be eventually a few thousand mega cities underneath continental unions. And in these megacities with continental unions, he says there will be one kind of central super tech control system known as the global brain. Everybody would be linked into the global brain through what he calls the collective golem. That's his terminology. It's not mine. It's what he says it is on page 273 of his book. The collective golem is the many individuals throughout the world surrendering their individual identity to be part of the global brain, his terminology. When you're in this universal intelligence, he says, history will then arrive at a collective universality. So we won't be individuals anymore. We'll all have a collective universality, which will make up this AI supercomputer. So in other words, joining into the future AI supercomputer with its deep, consciousness AI or whatever they're going to say it is. That's exactly what Harari's talking about in his book. He's saying that that is the religion of the future because it will allow people to directly experience this quasi-omniscience. Now, you're not going to get omniscience. And the AI won't be omniscient. But it'll be this kind of like pale imitation of omniscience where, maybe you can ask the great AI Oz, what's happening in China right now? What's happening on the other side of the planet? And it'll know, right? Because it's tied into this giant AI. And so into this, cameras everywhere and so forth. So the idea then is that people will kind of give their obeisance, they'll surrender themselves to this and link into this. And it will become for them in a very rural way, a religious experience. I think that's very likely. That's very possible as a potential contender for the future world religion. I don't know for sure. They may try to tie in alien nonsense and the AI. Maybe aliens secretly actually gave us AI tech, and it's an emerging god that's going to attain omniscience. Or, you know, they might create some mythology. In fact, Harari says that the Bible and the religious books of the world, they're all written by men. We're all going to just believe in a book written by AI. Because why would you believe in a book written by one guy or 10 guys or 20 guys? Still going to be a fallible, limited book. But you see a book written by AI because it can read all the books in the world. It can give you this synthesized, perfect book. Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of fallacies in that, first of all. Just because something's mushed together doesn't make it the right book or the better book. Maybe there's a bunch of errors mushed together, you see. So it's just based on kind of fallacies. Same idea of AI and art, right? Oh, well, it's AI's art superior because it's smushing together all the other art. Well, that doesn't make it better just because it's smushing a bunch of things together. But regardless, I think there is a real potentiality for this Borg assimilation hive mind as a kind of AI mimicking reality or mimicking divinity as a real potential contender for a replacement religion. And I've thought that for many years as a possibility, and it's very helpful to have Noe Yuval Harari basically saying that for us. So he's thinking the same thing. He basically says, you know, the AI will be a kind of God figure, a kind of avatar. And you could see why so many people would fall for this, right? I'm not saying the revelation when it says that the beast, you know, gave its power to the image and the image spoke. I mean, that could be a reference to AI. I don't know. I don't pretend to have any knowledge of that. But it is in the book of Revelation talking about a principle behind idolatry, right? Idolatry is basically ascribing to created things divine powers and properties, right? So to say that this totem pole or this little idol over here is God, right? And it has magical powers or something like this. That is what idolatry is, right? The false ascription, because it's a lie, right? The prophets say to say that this or that thing is God is a lie. And so an idol is a lie. But what more powerful idol could there be than the AI passing itself off as this sort of pseudo divinity? And one of my friends was saying on a live stream last night, if you go to my channel, you can watch the live stream we just did. We went really deep into this topic on the religion of the future being AI. And some of the philosophers that are out there are proposing that AI can be what they call a silicon sage that will in the future will be listening to AI as this sort of embodied, you know, pseudo divinity, the pseudo sage. Maybe it'll be walking around with like a robot Jesus or something walking around. I'm not joking either. I'm not being blasphemous. I'm being serious. Like a robot Jesus walking around and blessing people like you see in THX 1138. If you go watch the movie Robert Duvall, he confesses in a confessional to a robot Jesus, which returns to him, blessings of the state, blessings of the masses, right? Go watch that because that's what we're talking about here. THX 1138. My name is Jay Dyer. This is the Alex Jones Show. If you want to support my work, you can go to my website, jaysanalysis.com. You can get the excellent books over there in the shop, signed copies of my philosophy books, meta-narratives, my Hollywood books in the shop, my other books as well. Subscribe to my work. Also support Alex in the InfoWars.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.